This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
With the debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump just days away now, there are two major questions facing all of us. One, does she still have the momentum? And two, did she really work at McDonald's? So let's check the KCBS insider Phil Metier is in here, along with former Mayor Willie Brown.
Willie Brown's not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Hey, they're raising the issue like it's really important on the GOP side. Did she work at McDonald's? You might have a better insight on this than the rest of us.
No, I don't shop at McDonald's. What are you talking about? Did she ever work at McDonald's? If she did, I didn't see her.
Oh, you didn't meet her at McDonald's?
But isn't it amazing, though, how this has become a national talking point? It's in the papers, and it's online.
Let me tell you, in politics today, if you say you were born and raised in a log cabin, you better have a log cabin. If you said you chopped down a cherry tree,
no,
you better have a stump.
No, you better have been born.
Right. You better have been born. So, yes, things like that, people will look that up and they'll check that out. They might want to check in Montreal, though, rather than in Wisconsin.
That is no question about that. As a matter of fact, I think those McDonald's are all over. Those franchises are, frankly, everywhere, and it wouldn't be unusual for a high school kid to do a little bit of work at McDonald's.
But it comes
like doing movies. You know, if you worked at the movie theater and you sold tickets,
right,
or you ushered.
But it's a question about, you know, what they're going for is like, is she telling the truth and is it authentic, right?
That's the only thing, because there's no value in working for McDonald's. I suspect not one of those people who worked that vote.
Well, no, if you're in voting, I mean, Donald Trump's never tried to claim he is anything but a rich guy. I mean, he's running
on
that.
No, he said he owned the McDonald's that she worked at.
But this is,
that was my understanding.
But there's a serious thing here. I mean, this is the fight to define her going into the debate. And is she telling the truth? Is she not? I mean, from a person who doesn't tell the truth.
And if all they have is, did she or didn't she work at McDonald's? Let me tell you, she's still soaring.
Yeah. No, let me put it this way. She may or may not have worked at McDonald's, but her values are, you know, there with workers.
Now, Phil, you're going in the wrong place.
How about?
And you know it.
How about momentum? Does she still have it?
Well, she hasn't lost whatever she had on convincing voters who she is, what she's about, and why they ought to be for her, in part because Trump is still breathing. If there had been an alternative on the breathing side, my suspect.
Well, let me translate what the mayor's saying. Yeah, she got the Democrats behind her, and that's the momentum that she's had, and she had since Joe Biden stepped aside. But it hasn't gone anywhere from there.
What are you looking for in the debate on Tuesday?
I'm looking for her to be clever and smart enough to drive him crazy. He does not have respect for women, and certainly women with any color in their skins. And if that's the way he plays it, and she demonstrates that, even the white women that support him is going to be concerned. Because that'll be an insult to all women.
Okay.
And I think Kamala can pull that off.
Well, that's if there's an interaction between her and Trump. The microphones are going to be off. She's going to have to answer questions like, okay, what do you mean when you say you were against fracking? Now you're for fracking, but your values haven't changed.
Phil, that is the easiest thing in the world to do. You can change your mind, and that's all you have to say.
That would be a first for a politician.
Well, what do you guys make of the fact that in his latest speeches, well, I guess we'll have to save this question for
next time. Yeah, and we'll have more to talk about next week because there is the big debate. KCBS will be carrying it live, and we'll talk about it next Friday.